We're back live between games here. An exciting first game to this doubleheader from DeSales. Pomeroy's girls score 3 seconds left after DeSales had come back and taken the lead. Pomeroy ends up winning it 33-32. The boys are for DeSales, warming up down to my right. Alan Griffin has his guys off to a very respectable 4-4 start here in the first half of this campaign. The Irish guys have struggled the last several years, but Coach Griffin's really got his guys competing. They're 4-4. They are 0-2 in league, but both of those overtime losses on the road. And they played 3 games in the Christmas tournament over the holiday break at Whitman College, the D.A. Davidson Classic. A win over Odessa Harrington, 52-50. Spencer Cordero, a 6'2 junior, hit a buzzer, beating 3-pointer to win that game, 52-50. Then they ran into a very good 1A ball club from the Seattle area, University Prep. They clamped down on the Irish, beat them 55-29. University Prep won the tournament. Then they came back and beat Echo 56-48 with a strong fourth quarter. What did Coach Griffin learn? Well, struggled against a physical team, a tall team in University Prep. So he's got to find a way to score points against that type of a ball club. But he knows his guys are playing hard right up to the end. They've done it all year. They've won some games in the fourth quarter. They took two very good league opponents, Liberty Christian and Tri-City Prep, to overtime on the road. They won at the buzzer versus Odessa Harrington, and they came back from a deficit to win in the fourth quarter against Echo. So that's all the coach can ask. Do you guys keep playing hard? They're pounding the boards. They're playing defense and trying to find a way to score. Pomeroy's boys and the head coach, Brian Kohler, they are struggling. They are 0-7 right now, 0-6, excuse me, looking for their first win. They have just 3 players returning off their varsity squad from last year. We'll take a look at the lineups when we come back on 100.7 FM KHSS.
Walla Walla families have made a tradition of selecting their Christmas trees at Bachtold's Christmas Tree Lot on Fern Street, just a half a block south of Pioneer Park. The Bachtold's have been a part of the original green movement for over 60 years now, and they understand sustainability. The Bachtold's plant 3 new seedlings for every Christmas tree they harvest. They have over an acre of ground filled with noble firs and other major species. The Bachtold's will mount your tree on your stand for you, and they offer free greens with every tree purchased. Bachtold's Christmas Tree Lot, half a block south of Pioneer Park on Fern Street, Walla Walla.
Are you ready for some changes around the house but not sure where to begin? Let us help you out. Here at Connor's Mr. Carpet, we'll help you find the flooring, tile, and countertop materials that will complement your style and your budget. From Cambria quartz countertops or natural stone and tile to carpet, hardwood, vinyl, or laminate flooring, we have it all right here in our showroom at 536 Northeast C Street in College Place, right next to the mini storage. We'll even arrange installation for you with the most trustworthy, licensed, and bonded installers around. So get started at Connor's Mr. Carpet, where every home gets special treatment.
Now is the time to buy or refinance your home with rates at historic lows. Giza, your hometown lender, has mortgage loan options to fit your needs. Our friendly, experienced staff is ready to help you get into that new home you've worked so hard for or to upgrade your current home. Stop into one of Giza's 9 convenient locations today or go online to GizaHomeLoans.com. Giza, it's where you belong. Giza Credit Union is an equal housing lender.
Whether it's a hot summer sun or sunlight reflected off of winter snow, you deserve good quality sunglasses for protecting your eyes and cutting glare. And you deserve to look your best, too, which is why you should get your next pair of sunglasses at Valley Vision Clinic. Valley Vision has prescription and non-prescription sunglasses available in a wide variety of frame styles. And Valley Vision now features Oakley sunglasses, which provide superior performance combined with impeccable styling. You'll find Oakley's at Valley Vision, 22 West Main Street, Walla Walla.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
We're back live at the Sales High School between games, and the starting lineups will be delayed just a little bit as Bob McCoy, who's been the play-by-play, he's been our PA announcer since the late 1990s, and he's actually taken another position. He is the webcast broadcaster for Whitman College basketball, so he said, hey, I learned from listening to you, Mike, as we sit up here together. And I said, well, don't do too much of what I do if you want to keep that job as the webcaster for Whitman College. But anyway, Bob McCoy, whose children went to school here at DeSales, he's been the voice of the Irish on the PA system for quite some time, and Greg Cesari, Irish Athletic Director, is presenting him with a plaque at this point. And so let's go ahead and look at the starting lineups. Well, they do that. Sean Beal, the 6-foot senior, will start. He is a returning starter for Brian Kohler's club. Matt Fitzgerald, a 5'11" junior, will start. Mitch Ruckert, a 6'2" junior, will start. Justin Rourke, a 6'3" senior, will start. And Tanner Fighter, a 5'11" sophomore, will start. For DeSales, Tommy Gregg, a 5'10" senior, will start. Sean Williams, a 5'8" senior. Spencer Cadero, a 6'2" junior, will start. Dick Mata, a 5'11" senior, will start. And Nick Wales, another 6'2" junior, will start. Now, individually, looking at some numbers for the Irish during that Christmas tournament, some things stand out. Nick Wales is really hitting the boards hard for Alan Griffin's guys. He's generously listed at 6'2". He had double-digit rebounds in 2 of the 3 tournament games, 7.10 rebound performance to start the tournament and a 5.10 rebound performance. Spencer Cadero, 14 points in the first game of that tournament, 11 in the last game. He had that buzzer beater to beat Odessa Harrington. I was not here for that game. I was over in Hawaii. But a pretty impressive finish for the Irish boys. Odessa Harrington had the ball out of bounds under the DeSales basket after a timeout. The Odessa Harrington player ran the baseline to get away from Irish pressure. He could only do that after a made basket. It was not after a made basket. The Irish had missed a free throw, and Odessa had rebounded. So that's a traveling call. Alan Griffin set up an inbound play. They got it to Spencer in the corner, and he hits a three-pointer to beat Odessa. So a nice game for Spencer in that tournament. Tommy Gregg has been solid. He was solid in the tournament. The 5'10 senior, 10 points, 9 points, and 6 points in 3 games. So the Irish will try to get back above 500 at 4-4 right now against a Pomeroy team that has not won a game. Let's go ahead and look at the starting lineups now for DeSales. Tommy Gregg, a 5'10 senior, will start. Sean Williams, a 5'8 senior, will start. Vic Mata, another senior, at 5'11, he will start. He fouled out when these teams played last year. Pomeroy pounded the Irish up at Pomeroy, 49-29. The DeSales seems to have a very competitive mindset heading into their boys' game this year. Spencer Cordero, the 6'2 junior, will start, as will Wales, 6'2 junior. And we're just about ready to go. Our officials, Bill Hopp, Jason Richard, and Bill Fleener, representing the Blue Mountain Officials Association. Andrew Adams and Adam Driver assisting Alan Griffin on the sideline. Irish in the home white uniforms with the forest green trim up the sides and a little yellow stripe. Yellow numbers with the gold trim. Pomeroy will be in the road black uniforms with the orange numbers and the white trim. Brian Kohler, a veteran coach in the District 9 area, spent a lot of years at La Crosse, West Texas, moved his family over to Pomeroy. His daughters, Haley and Tori, play for the girls' team, which got that 33-32 win. Jason Richard will step on the shamrock, toss it up, and Wales beats Rourke to the ball, and the Irish will work offensively down to my right. But a steal by Pomeroy, and they come quickly the other way. Mata steals it right back, and he travels as he tries to get away from Matt Fitzgerald. So quick pace, turnover, turnover, and now Pomeroy will inbound it across the way from my vantage point. Neither team's taking a shot. Sean Beal, 6-foot senior, who had 7 points when these teams met last year. Williams on him. Gets it off now to Fighter. Fighter to Rourke. Rourke had a big game when these teams met last year as a junior at 18 points. The Pirates get down on the baseline left side. Matt Fitzgerald lays it up and in for 2. And we're underway in the first quarter. Williams splits a double team. He and Beal kind of collide. Beal was on the floor. Sean bounced it off his leg and it went out of bounds, but they say Sean lost it on his own. Alan Griffin just kind of shakes his head and says, where's that come from? Beal steals the inbound. Now they get it to Williams. Now the Irish will set up against a 2-3 zone by the Pirates. Deep on the right wing, Kamada. Long cross court pass to Greg. Down low on the left face, Mikey Cordero. Cordero pass inside the Wales. Tipped and then off Wales' leg and out of bounds. The Sales turns it over against good Pomeroy defense. Irish want to press full court. Pomeroy gets it inbounds to Fighter. Long pass over the top goes to Ruker. Ruker will lay it in. So Pomeroy goes over the top of the Irish press and leads it early 4-0. Bottom. Cross court pass to Wales, now to Williams, still in backcourt. Williams, bounce pass in the front court to Mata. Baseline pass to Cordero. His 15 foot on the baseline won't go. Rebound, Rourke. Rourke's outlet to Beal. Kohler wants his team to run. Beal gets to the front court to Fighter. Fighter to Lucas. To Rourke, running the floor and he lays it in. Pomeroy coming out strong and leads it 6-0. Williams goes all the way the other way. He's fouled going to the basket. And Brian Kohler, all over the officials, is he thought Williams got an extra step in there, heading down the lane. The foul's on Mitch Rueckert. So a quick pace to this game, and Pomeroy's gotten the better of it, leading 6-0. Sean Williams with a shot, with the clock stopped, will shoot 2 free throws. He misses the first one. For the second year, shot clock in boys basketball, 35 seconds. Fighter comes out. Into the game comes Mac Wolf, a 6'3 senior. Pomeroy's got some height on their roster. As Williams misses both free throws, rebound tipped around as out of bounds off Pomeroy. Rueckert and Rourke battling each other for it. Nick Motta will inbound. So Pomeroy had a sided height advantage inside. Rueckert at 6'3, at 6'2, Rourke at 6'3. And there's a steal by the Fire. Could they come the other way on a long pass? Too high, and it goes out of bounds off of Beal's hands. The Sales having trouble with the Pirate pressure. A 2-2-1 zone-looking press for Pomeroy as Irish inbound in backcourt. Williams surveys the defense. Bounce pass to Wales. Cross court to Greg on the left side. Irish break the pressure into front court. Greg hits Wales at the elbow. Now top to Mata. Back to West. Greg for three, in and out. Save that rebound. Beal inside as Wales try to tip it, keep it alive. Pomeroy comes the other way. They want to run. Pass the court to Rueckert. Quick 15-footer. It's an air ball. And Wales gets slapped right in the face. No calls. Rourke tried to save it. Loose ball goes to Williams. Williams loses the dribble. Just bounced it too high. Now Pomeroy's got it back. Hectic first quarter. Early first quarter. Down low to Rourke. Shot partially blocked by Wales. And I think we got a foul as Rueckert went after the loose ball. Yes, we do. And the foul's on Rueckert, so the 6'2 junior picks up two quick ones. He'll sit down into the game for Pomeroy. Cody Lemunyan, a 6'2 freshman. Matt Wolf at 6'3. Rourke at 6'3 is out there. Lemunyan at 6'2, a fairly tall Pomeroy club. They double-team Williams as he gets across half court. He gets it to Wales, out of Mata. Back to Williams on the right wing with Wolf on him. Sean goes just 5'8", looking to pass over the trap. We'll get it to Greg. Now to Mata. Down low to Cordero. He'll put up a tough 8-footer inside. Won't go. Rebound Rourke. Outlet to Lemunyan. Long pass to Fighter. Too long and out of bounds. Pomeroy definitely wants the run. And into the game for the Sales is Garrett Leahy. Garrett Leahy wearing number 41. Garrett Leahy in the ball game right now, a 6'1 junior. And the Irish lose it again, and now Palmer will set up on offense. Beal, the long shot, won't go. Rebound tipped around, goes to Fighter. He can't hit it. Wales finally clears. The Sales really having trouble with the Pirates right now. Williams goes the other way, draws the defense, kick out to Mata. He hits the three. Boy, that gets the Irish on the board. They need that. There's a long pass stolen by Vic Mata. Pomeroy threw it wild in the front court, so Vic hits the three, hustles back, steals the pass. Just like that, the Irish in front court trailing 6-3. Cross court pass to Greg, 17 foot on the way. In out, stays out. Rebound by Rourke. Takes it away from Leahy. To Fighter. Long pass in the corner, chased down by Wolf. Wolf's pass up top to Rourke. Rourke tries to get Leahy in the air, can't do it. Pass inside, ball loose. Late, he's got it. Now he will fight for it, and it's a jump ball. Garrett Leahy, nice defense in there right in the middle of the possession. And the possession in favor of Pomeroy. Now Luke Pizzari comes off of Alan Griffin's bench. Luke will come in for Greg, for Tommy Gregg. Luke, a 5'9 sophomore. Riley Fott, 6'2 freshman, checks in for Pomeroy. Also in his back end is Matt Fitzgerald, one of Kohler's starters. They lob it into Fitzgerald at the elbow. Williams on him. Up top to Wolf. Wolf gets it over to Fighter. Fighter in the right corner now to Fott. Fott, just the freshman. Now in the corner goes pass. Tip by Wales. Pass tip right up near the rim. Ball's loose. Lemunyan's got it. He gets it to Wolf. Wolf shoots an air ball. Pizzari's got the rebound. 3:59 to go, first quarter. Pomeroy had a 6-0 lead until Mata hit that three a moment ago. Now the Irish will break the pressure into front court. Williams trying to avoid the double team, splits it, gets it to Mata. Mata to Wales, down a little way, he wide open lay in. Nice ball movement for DeSales, and Ryan Kohler wants a timeout. DeSales makes the Pirates pay as they do not rotate defensively. 6-5, Pomeroy will be right back. I'm 100 points. Check. We're going to stay here. Brian Kohler called the timeout, but he just said it was a short, sweet message. He says, I don't want to talk to him anymore. Let's play ball. So Garrett Leahy cuts the Irish deficit to one. There's a pass in the front court. Pomeroy turns it over. Now Pomeroy comes into this game winless. Things were looking pretty good for him the first 2 minutes. They led 6-0, that the Irish have scored twice now, and have the ball. As Brian Kohler's got the revolving door on the bench, he's brought a couple more players in there. He's got Fighter and Beal, who started the game. Rourke is inside. He started along with Wolf and Lemunyan off the Pomeroy bench. Williams with the double team, has it knocked away and stolen by Wolf, though. Now stolen back and out toward by Pizzari. Pizzari loses it, gets it back. Now gets it to Williams. Williams pulls up from 14. Off the elbow goes. Attacking the boards is Leahy. Leahy will save it in bounds to Pizzari. Nice hustle by Garrett Leahy. Now Williams with it. Now Pizzari on the baseline. Now he gets it up top to Williams. Now things settle down a little bit. He gets to the elbow to Wales. He'll kick it out to Mata. Three-pointer will go. Pizzari with the offensive rebound. Nice job by DeSales going after the offensive boards. Mata out between the circles. Swing it left side to Pizzari. Looking inside. Nobody open. Bounce pass to Wales. Wales from 15 feet. He'll drive to the basket. He'll miss the lay-in off the iron in traffic. Rourke with the rebound for Pomeroy. Swing it out to Fitzgerald. Now cross-court pass from front court to Beal. Down the right corner to Wolf. Hits an air ball. Rebound by Pizzari. Nice job by Luke. Good rebounding by the Irish. Now baseline drive by Mata the other way. Out there we'll go. Leahy trying to keep it alive. He will. He chases it down the corner. Swing it to Williams for three. It's off the iron. Won't go. Rebound to Beal. Beal on the breakout pass to Fighter. Fighter up over Williams. He'll lay it in. Nobody got back for the Irish. And Pomeroy leads it 8-5. 2 minutes to go on a very quick first quarter. Irish break the pressure to Pizzari. He's in the front court on the left wing. Still looking. Bounce pass back outside to Mata. Now the Irish will set up the offense. In the corner to Pizzari. High rainbow three. It's an air ball. Leahy tries to fight for the backside rebound. Can't save it from going out of bounds. Like Garrett Leahy's rebounding here in this first quarter. Sean Williams will get his first break as Tommy Gregg checks in. Lemunyan and Wolf come out for Pomeroy. Luther comes back in. Paul Elmenerson and Travis Kane check in for DeSales. And there's a deep pass to Rucker. Nobody's back. Rucker blows away him, though, and Pizzari at the offensive rebound. DeSales gets a huge break there as nobody was on Rucker. They'll swing it to Hayne in transition for three. It's in and out. Wales with the rebound, and he's fouled on the rebound by Beal. Boy, the Irish got a big break after all those substitutions. Nobody picked up Rucker. They threw the length of the court pass to him. The Irish hustled back defensively. He must have heard the footsteps. He blew the lane. The Irish with 1:37 to go first quarter. Pizzari, a wild drive to the basket. A little scoop to the hoop. Air ball. Ball's loose on the floor, though. Leahy picks up. His shot won't go. Rebound now by number 20, Matt Fitzgerald for the Pirates. To be a long pass up court to Rucker. Rooker's pass inside, knocked away by Pizzari, but it goes right to Rourke. And Rourke at 6'3", lays it in. So Palmer has now scored four in a row, lead it 10-5. Wales pass inside against the press, stolen by Beal. Wales gives it right back in the half-court pass. Wales no looking at Pizarri. Pizarri gives it off to Leahy. Leahy shoots from five. It's sloshed out of bounds. One too many passes there. Pizarri had a wide-open look. And apparently one official, Jason Richard, was going to give the ball back to Palmer, but Bill Fleener says, no. It went off a black-shirted player first. And now Alan Griffin will substitute. He's got Spencer Cordero in there. Cordero, Leahy, Pizarri, Greg, and now Travis Hamel inbound. It's the sophomore. Gets him the left corner to Greg. He's double-teamed. Puts the ball fake on. Goes inside, and he's fouled. Nice job by Tommy Greg. Double-teamed in the corner. Will ball fake to get by the defense. And now he'll earn free throws. The foul is Fitzgerald. His first, fourth on Palmer. DeSales has yet to commit a foul. Tommy Gregg, the 5'10 senior, hits the first free throw. Ten to six. The sales trails. They were down 6-0. Made it 6-5, and then Palmer upped it to 10-5. Second free throw, no good. Wolf for the Pirates gets the rebound. To Lemunyan. Into front court it goes to Bott. Bott to Lemunyan. His shot won't go. Rebound to Brown. Lemunyan gets it back. His pass to Fitzgerald, back away by Greg. Leahy's got it back to Greg. Tommy reaches the other way and lays it in. Tommy's so fast. 10-8. Now Cordero pressuring Lemunyan. Lemunyan goes by him. Lemunyan, wild pass inside, followed by Pizarri. Another turnover. Here comes Tommy Greg. He wants to push. He will all the way to the basket. Wolf fouls him before the shot. Tommy Greg, when he gets that shoulder turn and puts that ball on the floor, he can cover a lot of ground. It's not a shooting foul, so with 26.7 seconds left in the first quarter, the Sales a chance to tie it on this possession, trailing 10-8. Substitutes like almost like a hockey line change for Brian Kohler. He just keeps running the players in and out. And Hain inbounds it to Pizarri. Pizarri will set the offense. Now right wing, left wing pass to Greg. Greg dribbles Nathan, gets it down low. Cordero, he powers inside, he's fouled, and will go to the free throw line. Rourke and Wolf were there. Nice entry pass by Tommy Gray. The fouls on Wolf, already six fouls on Palmer, and Spencer Cordero will shoot two free throws. And he hits the first one. Cordero's second free throw is in and out. And Palmer will rebound and maintain a 10-9 lead. Rourke gets it to Beal. 10 seconds. Palmer will try to get a final shot off here. Cordero pressuring Beal. Beal drives in, puts it up with one hand, won't go. Rourke with the offensive rebound. His shot won't go. Tries to get it back again. It's going to go out of bounds at the end of the first quarter. Competitive basketball, a little sloppy at times. But a very close ball game. Pomeroy, after 8 minutes, leads the sales 10-9 on 100.7 FM KHSS.
Thinking about networking and fiber optic cabling for your home or business? Think Doyle Electric. Thinking about outfitting your home or business with a backup generator? Think Doyle Electric. Thinking about security, fire alarms, or surveillance systems? Think Doyle Electric. Doyle Electric is a full-service electrical contractor serving all of Walla Walla's residential, commercial, farm, and industrial needs. And Doyle Electric is pleased to be sponsoring this broadcast of Irish Athletics. Give Doyle Electric a call today at 529-2500.
Concrete Industries of Walla Walla is the Valley's premier concrete supplier. But there's more to Concrete Industries than ready-mix concrete. They can also meet your decorative rock, sand and gravel, stepping stone, masonry supply, and bag product needs. And Concrete Industries has the only single-axle mixer in the entire Valley. You can call Concrete Industries at 525-9143. That's 525-9143. Located just north of Rose Street at 502 North 13th, Concrete Industries.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
Both coaches get a lot of players in that first quarter. Hectic pace. Palmer leads it 10-9, but the Irish have responded after an early 6-0 deficit. The Irish get the first shot of the second quarter. Tommy Gregg misses a close-in shot. Pomeroy rebound, but the outlet is slapped away by Williams out of bounds right in front of the Pomeroy bench. Now the Sales comes out of the break with their head coach, Alan Griffin, and they're showing some man-to-man pressure. Now they back off as Pomeroy inbounds it. For DeSales to start the second quarter. Sean Williams, Tommy Gregg, a couple of seniors. Alpha Vic Mott is a senior. He's out there. Nick Wales, a junior. And the sophomore, Paul Elmenhurst, is out there. Paul is 5'11", sophomore. And we've got a whistle and a foul underneath as the shot goes up for Pomeroy. And that's deal with the shot. It goes. And the foul is going to be on Tommy Gregg. So Beal, a nice drive to the basket for the 6-foot senior, his first point of the game. And Pomeroy looking for their first win. Now, I didn't get a chance to visit with Brian Kohler when I got here. He was coaching the JV team, helping with the JV team. I asked some Pomeroy fans, hey, what's Pomeroy's record? And said the boys are still looking for their first win. So that's not official. Tommy Gregg comes flying the other way and lays it in. Now quickly the other way is Rourke because the Irish don't get back on defense. Rourke plays it in. Back and forth we go. Transition basket, 15-11, Pomeroy. Mata in the front court. Now he tries to go baseline. He steps on the baseline, then just plows over Beal. So Beal took the hit and no foul credit because Mata had already stepped on the end line. Both teams are very heartfelt effort, I will say, but the execution is lacking at times. 6:58 to go, first half. The Sales down 15-11. Down low to Rourke. Back to the basket with Wales on him. Bounce pass inside to Rooker. His shot won't go. He gets his own rebound off the tip and lays it in. Mitch Rooker, 6'2 junior, has 6 points for Pomeroy. Williams in the front court looking inside. Nobody open. Now on the right wing goes to Mata. Rooker on him. Pass out front. Spider and Williams collide. And the ball goes out of bounds. They say last touch by Williams. Very physical play. As both players went over the ball, they collided. And it went off of DeSales. So Pomeroy will lead 17, who leads 17-11, will have the ball. They get it to Wolf. Now down low to Rourke. Rourke tries to pass in the corner to LeMunyon, and it goes out of bounds. They were too close to each other. Rourke was about 14 feet from the basket. LeMunyon was about 16 feet from the basket, just 2 feet from each other if you do the math. Ball's knocked away on the inbound, but Williams gets it back. Now he gets it to Gregg. Gregg, ball pass down low to Wales. Tips out of there. Williams has got it. Williams and Wolf collide. Williams goes to the floor. Loose ball picked up by Cordero. He double pumps. He's fouled. Wow. There have been several plays where there's a collision. A player goes down, the ball's loose, and there's no call. Rough game so far. But close to the back of the basket, they're making the call. That's Rourke's first foul, and Pomeroy is over the limit with 7 fouls with 6:08 to go in the half. And Spencer Cordero, a little off track there. Left it just a little short. I think Grandma Patty over there saying, hey, calm down. And Spencer's got quite the family cheering section over there, and there's a few of them that aren't afraid to coach him up a little bit, including his grandmother. And he at least hit the rim on the second one, but he missed it. And the Irish are down 17-11. Long shot the other way by Fitzgerald off the mark, but LeMunyon, the freshman, gets the loose ball and puts it in. Fitzgerald getting out hustled inside right now, down 19-11. Pomeroy's biggest lead of the game. Tommy Gregg, a little shake and bake out of the double team, gets on the baseline to Cordero. Leans into a tough shot, won't go, but he's fouled. The Sales continues to pound it into the low block against the Pirates. And I tell you what, LeMunyon, just a freshman, pretty good looking ball player. Now Spencer, see if he can get it in this time, and he does. So he had an air ball, then he hit the rim, now he scores it, he's got 2 points. 19-12, the Sales trails by 7 with 5:43 to go in the first half. Spencer's second free throw is also good. The 6'2 junior hits 2 in a row. He's got 3 total for the game. Beal in the front court. Now in the right corner, it goes to Riley Bott. We've got a collision But what was that noise? Did the official hit the wall? Oh, the ball hit the... I looked down, heard a crash. The ball got tipped out of bounds and hit one of the signage advertisements on the far wall from my vantage point. I got a timeout as Brian Kohler doesn't like what's going on in the offensive half-court set. A little break in the action in a hectic pace first half. 19-13, Pomeroy with the ball and the lead. 5:23 to go in the half. 17 seconds on the shot clock. When we come back, I'm on 100.7 FM, KHSS.
In real life, good fortune does come along more than once. The key is to be able to recognize it. We at D.A. Davidson & Company believe that opportunities abound in today's stock market, providing a great chance to invest for the long term. If you're ready to learn more about building toward a financial future that meets your unique goals, it's time to talk with Bill Fleener at D.A. Davidson. Bill has extensive experience in helping Walla Walla residents to find the opportunities that are right for them. D.A. Davidson. Member SIPC.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
Now the Sales has been first on the air with the hustling Pomeroy Pirate team. The Irish found themselves down 6-0 right out of the gate. Closed at 10-9 at the end of the first quarter. But they're being outscored at 9-4 here in the second quarter and trail at 19-13. Pomeroy will inbound near half court with 17 on the shot clock after the Brian Kohler timeout. We'll see what his boys do after the timeout. They get on the right wing to Fitzgerald. Now in the right corner to Beal. Up top to Rourke. Looking inside to get to Rueckert. He'll skip it off the glass. But they got the matchup they want. It's a 6-2 Rueckert on the 5-9 Pizarri. Rueckert's got 8 points. Nice timeout and coaching by Brian Kohler. Now the pressure. They extend the defense on the Irish. He gets to Wales with the elbow. He passes it right. Wing to Williams, up top to Fazari, swing it to Greg. Greg tries to penetrate, he gets cut off. Now they'll sag the zone a little bit. Shot clock down to 12. Irish having trouble penetrating the zone. Now Parmi Greg will scoop to the hoop and lay in. They came at him with his elbow. He sucked underneath, took one more quick bounce, and next thing you know, he just ran. Nice drive by Tommy Greg. Tommy's having a game. The 5'10 senior has 7 points. And Pomeroy throws it away in transition. Now the Irish will inbound. Trailing 21-15. Williams dribbles into the right corner. He's double teamed. Bounce pass out of it to Fazari between the circles. Luke looks right, goes left. Kicks it out top to Tommy Gregg. Tommy keeps the dribble, now picks it up between the circles. Gets it to Wales at the elbow. Wales has it go right through his hands. Beal's got it. He comes the other way, gets it to Wolf. Wolf misses the lane and in transition. Williams has a long rebound. Here comes the speedy Sean Williams the other way. Goes up and under against Beal. Shot won't go. Collision on the rebound attempt. Goes out of bounds. Last touch by Pomeroy. Sean went the other way just a little too fast. Bad angle. Couldn't get it up off the glass. But the Irish will get the ball back off the out of bounds when no one could corral the rebound. 4:03 to go to half. Irish will inbound trailing 21-15. Greg looking for somebody to come open. Finally, Fazari does in the left corner. Luke inside to Wales. Wales hands off to Cordero, muscles it up, but it's an air ball. Rebound by Fitzgerald. Fitzgerald ahead to Lemunyan. Lemunyan goes up strong, blocked out of there by Cordero. Lemunyan, the freshman, came in from the left side, and Spencer Cordero walks it out of bounds with authority into the second row of the bleachers, right down there next to Mary Lynn Richard with her grandson, Skyler. Inbound pass stolen by Fazari. Fazari ahead of the pack to Greg. Tommy Greg will lay it in. Nice shot by Luke Fazari. The defense and then the assist. Greg has 9. To 21-17. The Irish with him 4. Down low to Rueckert. Rueckert can't the shot. We got a whistle and a foul on the rebound. I think that's going to be on Spencer Cordero. No, Luke Fazari clearing out. The block out was good. It was extremely aggressive by Cordero and Fazari. They caught Luke, and the Pirates will inbound it to Rueckert. He gets by Cordero on the baseline, jumps it to Beal. Beal carries the shot, but he's fouled. Fundamental breakdown defensively there. They gave up the baseline. And now Williams will pick up the foul, and that will send Beal to the free throw line where he's 1-for-1, the only free throw by Pomeroy. The Sales have gone to the free throw line 10 times already. They're out officially 4 of 10. Beal's first one is good. The 6-foot senior has 4 points. Wolf checks in for Pomeroy as Ruckert sits down. Ruckert has 8 points to lead Pomeroy in scoring. Dick Mata checks in and Spencer Cordero will sit down. 3:28 to go in the half. Irish down 22-17. Down 6-0 early. Came back within 1. Irish have never led. Steele hits both free throws. Pomeroy had their biggest lead a couple moments ago, a couple minutes ago at 8 points. Williams gets it to Mata. Now the Whales high between the circles. He'll get it back to Williams. He'll set the offense. Left wing pass to Greg. Tommy's had a nice quarter, scoring 6 in the quarter on penetration and transition after that Luke Fazari steal. Greg goes baseline left side. He's so quick, but this time Rourke blocks his shot, and it goes out of bounds. Well, none of you couldn't save it. Tommy Greg so quick off the dribble, but that time Rourke timed it, and the 6'3 senior blocked Tommy Gregg's shot, who's very generously listed at 5'10". In the corner to Greg. Greg for 3 off the elbow, go. Rebound Rourke. 3 minutes to go in the half. Irish down 23-17. Here comes Pomeroy the other way. Wolf will fire a 3 in transition. It's an air ball, but it goes right to Beal. His lay-in attempt won't go. Whale will run the rebound down in the corner. He gets it now to Williams. Williams up court to Fazari. Fazari loses it, but it goes right to Mata. Mata. To Williams, between the circles, now the Irish will set up against the Pomeroy zone. They get it the elbow to Wales, kick out to Greg. Greg will fire from 3, won't go, rebound Rourke. Rourke, very physical, knocked down 2 of his teammates, but the 6'3 senior comes out of there on the dribble with the ball. Now he gets it to Beal. Rourke had 18 points when these teams played last year. We've got a whistle and a foul inside, and Brian Kohler, the coach of the Pirates, sees the mismatches. They're really trying to dump it inside. That was to Mac Wolf at 6'3", who was being guarded by Sean Williams, who's just 5'8". Williams fouled him, and that's Sean's second foul. Williams will check out. Travis Hain, the 6'1 sophomore. So Hain off the Irish bench, along with Ann Pizzari. And there's a steal by Mott on the inbound. Mata, Greg, and Wales, the 3 starters fouling Griffin in there. And he's swinging to Hain. His 3-pointer is partially blocked, but he runs down his own rebound. Kick out to Mata. Mata will put the ball on the floor. Now kick out to Pizzari. 3 on the right wing. It's way too strong. Air ball. Rukert's got it. The Sales had that extended football season going into the second round of the playoffs. Well, still having a little trouble with the shooting touch, but they've got to get it going somehow. There's a missed shot by Palmer and a rebound foul on Fitzgerald. Cannon Fighter, excuse me. And that's 9 fouls on the Sales, or Palmer, and it's a loose ball rebounding foul, so the Sales will walk the other way with 1:53 to go in the half. And another trip to the free throw line for the Irish. They are unofficially 4 of 10 from the line. Pomeroy's made 3 free throws and only 3 attempts, all by Sean Beal, who's come to the scores table to check back in. Travis Hain, the 6'1 sophomore, hits the front end of the 1-on-1. Always want to hit that front end so you get that second chance. Irish down 23-18 now. Beal has checked in. Wolf, the 6'3 senior, sits down. Travis. Second free throw's on the way. Off the back eye will go. Wales tips it up to the glass. Well, go gets his own rebound again and puts it in. Nick Wales tips it right up off the glass, basically to himself. Very physical play by Nick Wales, and the Irish are down 23-20 now as they get a 3-point play the hard way. Now we get a whistle on the drive by Palmer and a foul on Vic Mata, reaching in and slapping at Sean Beal. And Beal is not the guy the Irish want to see go to the free throw line. He's the only Pirate who's gone to the line, and he's 3-for-3 from the strike. 1:38 to go in a closely played first half. Irish down 23-20. Beal, the senior, has now hit all 4 of his free throws and gets the lead back up to 4. Rourke and Riley Bott and Ruckert check out as Lemunyan, Wolf, and Fighter check back in. Brian Kohler goes to his bench a lot. And Beal continues his perfection at the free throw line. He's hit all 5 of them. and the Pirates lead is 25-20. Tommy Gray picks his dribble up in his double team near half court, but he throws it over the top to Mata. Mata deep in the right corner. Cross court to Greg in the left wing. Tries to get Wolf in the air, picks up his dribble. Now we've got Mata with the ball in the right wing. Back to Greg on the left wing. Tommy on the dribble. Shot clock at 10. Inside to Wales. Wales can't get anything going. Kick out to Tommy Gregg. Tommy Gregg looking for a shot. Shot clock down to 4. Kick out to Hayne. Hayne will throw up a lava blast, something else, and a shot clock violation. Garrett Leahy got the rebound, but the shot clock buzzer sounded before he could put it back up. Nice defense by the black-shirted Pirates. Pomeroy with the ball now, leading 25-20, 1 minute to go in the first half. In the front court to Fitzgerald. Now to LaMunyon. The freshman goes baseline. Cut off by Leahy. Up top it goes to Fighter. Fighter to Fitzgerald. The junior in the corner now to Beal. Long jumper. It's a three. It's good. Sean Beal has 10 points all in this second quarter. He's at 5-for-5 free throws and now a three-pointer. Pomeroy equals their biggest lead at 28-20 with just 32 seconds left in the half. The zone defense really causing problems for the Irish lately. They got the shot clock violation a moment ago. Now the elbow goes to Wales. Wales finds Hayne wide open with a nice pass by Nick Wales. Double teed at the elbow, got out of traffic, and hit Hayne cutting to the basket. 28-22 Pomeroy, 10 seconds to go in the half. Long shot by Wolf, will go, rebound, tips out of bounds. And Alan Griffin tried to sell it, pointing the DeSales way, but Bill Hoff says, no, it's black basketball, Pomeroy basketball. 5 seconds left. Pomeroy will inbound right in front of the DeSales bench. 28-22, Pomeroy leads it. Inbound pass tipped by Greg. DeSales got to get to the roll. His shot partially blocked by Wales, and that's the end of the first half. Pomeroy leads it at the half, 28-22 on 100.7 FM, KHSF.
Protecting expensive farm equipment from wear and excessive maintenance costs is a top priority for Valley farmers. Walla Walla Farmers Co-op is proud to offer the new Cemex Ruby Fieldmaster Premium Diesel. This premium diesel keeps your equipment in top shape. Farmers will find better fuel efficiency, more power, and quicker starts, along with keeping your equipment in like new operating condition. To find out more, give Larry Galloway a call at 525-6690.
You've heard of one-stop shopping, right? How about your one-stop home office? Postal Annex Plus is exactly that. Whether it's binding, color copying, laminating, notarizing, packaging, shipping, even cards and gifts, Postal Annex Plus has it all. And if you own your own business and P.O. boxes don't work for you, check out their mailbox services. Postal Annex Plus is located next to the Mongolian Barbecue in the Plaza Shopping Center, owned and operated by Dean and Sheila Profrock. That's Postal Annex Plus, proud sponsors of this Irish radio broadcast.
If you're wearing braces today or recently had them taken off, chances are you know Dr. Greg Fink very well. And if you wore braces more years ago than you'd like to admit, chances are you know Dr. Eugene Martin very well. Here's something else you should know. Dr. Fink and Dr. Martin are huge Irish fans, and they've been sponsoring Irish radio broadcasts for years. So if you or someone in your family needs braces, remember Dr. Fink and Dr. Martin. Along with their entire staff, they wish the Fightin' Irish of DeSales the best of luck in today's game.
From checking, savings, consumer loans, and retirement products, to lines of credit, business money market accounts, merchant services, and real estate loans, Banner Bank has it all covered. With 5 conveniently located branches in Walla Walla, we're connected to local business, the community, and to you. Stop into your nearest branch today or visit us anytime at www.bannerbank.com. Banner Bank, better ideas, better banking, member FDIC, and an equal housing lender.
To connect to your nearest Banner Bank location, call 1-800-272-9933 or visit bannerbank.com.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
We're back live at the half of the Irish band entertaining the fans. It's been an entertaining first broadcast of the 2011 year. The Irish girls lost a close one, 33-32 in the opener of this doubleheader, and we're locked in a good one right here. Pomeroy's boys lead it at the half, 28-22. It's been very competitive. Pomeroy really put the pressure on the DeSales boys right out of the chute. The Irish found themselves down 6-0, but came back to trail 10-9 at the end of the first quarter. And Pomeroy really got the offense going in the second quarter, 18 points, had leads as big as 8 points. The Sales got it down to 3 and had the ball with that 3-point deficit at 1 point. Pomeroy has pushed it back up to a 6-point advantage in the, at the half by outscoring the Irish 18-13 in the second quarter to lead it 28-22. We're going to take another break. When we come back, we'll be listening to Lady Irish head coach Tim Duncan. His girls, a tough 1-point loss at the buzzer. We'll be right back on 100.7 FM KHSS.
Thank you, Walla Walla, thank you. Hi, Mark Graves from Dale Graves Incorporated, Buick GMC. April marked our 60th anniversary. Over those 60 years, we've sold nearly as many vehicles as there is population in Walla Walla. As the area's longest established dealership by decades, we pride ourselves on honesty and integrity in all that we do. Nobody lasts 60 years without doing so. Thank you for your past support, and we look forward to serving you in the future. Dale Graves Incorporated, Buick GMC. South 9th across from the Fairgrounds, Walla Walla.
The Walla Walla Catholic Schools Association of Alumni and Friends would love to hear from you. If you have some news to share with your fellow alums, please contact DeSales High School at 525-3030. Whether it's a new addition to the family, a new job, a new marriage, or whatever the occasion may be, we want to hear from you. We're your Walla Walla Catholic Schools Association of Alumni and Friends, and we're honored to be sponsoring today's Irish broadcast.
Tired of those high utility bills? A new Lennox High Efficient Comfort System from Total Comfort Solutions can reduce your utility bills by as much as 40%. Stop overpaying the utility company. And for a limited time, you can receive up to $3,100 in rebates and tax credits. Lower utility bills, improved reliability, and $3,100. Call today, 525-4868. Total Comfort Solutions, supporting Walla Walla Catholic Schools.
Stewart's French Dry Cleaners has been Walla Walla's first choice for dry cleaning since 1919. Whether it's alterations, drapery cleaning, or your everyday dry cleaning needs, Stewart's has been serving you for nearly 80 years. As Irish alumni, Frank and Gerald Lyons at Stewart's French Dry Cleaners are very pleased to sponsor DeSales Irish Athletics. You'll find Stewart's French Dry Cleaners at 214 East Alder Street in Walla Walla. Call Stewart's today at 529-0662.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
We're back live here with Lady Irish head coach Tim Duncan. And Tim, your girls, a tough loss right at the end, 33-32 in a non-league game. You've got a Soden coming in Saturday, and that, you know, I was looking at the schedule. That actually marks the halfway point of the season, you know, by games, you know, 10th game in. You played 3 games in the Christmas tournament. I was in Hawaii. I wasn't here, which I had fun. But, you know, I talked to you on the phone and then before this ball game, and I know during that Christmas tournament you're a little bit disappointed in your girls' tough-mindedness offensively, but I really thought, you know, it was a close game, and down the stretch you had some girls that weren't afraid to take shots.
Well, yeah, and that's, that's the bottom line. And that, you know, and that was kind of an unusual lineup for us to have on the floor at the end of the game. But those were the girls that really showed me that they were interested in taking the shots in that situation. And, you know, as it worked out, obviously, those were the girls that played the best on the day, and those were the girls we had to go with. Our girls, you know, some of them were a little disappointed they weren't in there again, but they got to figure out that, you know, come Saturday, it'll probably be 5 different girls. Three or four different ones in there. Yeah, it's not about who starts, it's about who finishes, who's the 5 that finish the game, or if the 5 that played the best that night, and I thought that was our best 5.
And, you know, Marlo hits the shot, she's a senior, but, you know, that Pomeroy, speaking of seniors, that Pomeroy team, who upset you guys in the first round of the district tournament last year, returned their whole lineup. Obviously, you're a team in transition, experience-wise, and you just continue to learn more and more about your girls. I thought it was really neat to see our girls come back. Ashland Lyons, the freshman, hits the 3 with 14 seconds to go. Nettie Severs takes a timeout, and her experienced club comes down, gets the shot they needed to win, but definitely a step in the right direction heading in again to that big game of the Soap.
Oh, absolutely. I'm not disappointed at all in our effort. Every game we've come out, we've been defended really well. This may be the best rebounding team that we've had in a long, long time because we rebound. We're out rebounding our opponents by 16 on an average. But, you know, we're going to be up and down shooting the ball, but holy cow, if we can just shoot 30% on any night, we're going to win the dang game.
Take care of the ball a little better.
Well, you know, I know we had 30 tonight, and some of them are very uncharacteristic.
30 turnovers, yeah.
You know, and I'm not too worried about that. I'm worried more about how we're going to shoot the ball.
So clean up the turnovers, not too worried about that, but we got to find a way to score more points.
Absolutely.
Okay, Coach. Well, Dairy Queen player of the game real quick, and then we'll let you go.
Alice Mucek,
7 points on the night where everybody struggled, and she had that big rebound off
absolutely.
The missed free throw right
absolutely.
At the end. And so Alice Mucek, 6-foot freshman, came up big for the Irish in that one-point loss. So congratulations to Alice, and good luck Saturday. Yeah, I'm glad to be here. All right. We're just about done with the first half here of this boys' contest. Tim Duncan always very gracious to visit. Allison Mucek, our Dairy Queen Lady Irish player of the game, the freshman at 7 points. Some big rebounds down the stretch in that 1 point loss. We'll be right back as the boys try to overcome a 6 point deficit when we have second half action coming back. The Irish boys down 28-22 on 100.7 FM KHSF.
With Community Bank, you'll not only get the best service in town, you also get access to electronic conveniences like online banking with e-statements. You can get account balances, view check images, and receive statements with just a few clicks. With e-statements, you'll be saving paper, but best of all, it can help reduce fraud by reducing paper mail. So why fuss with all that paper when you don't have to? Talk to your local branch to start enjoying an easier, greener, and safer way of banking.
Community Bank, local money working for local people. Member FDIC.
McDonald Zarian Insurance provides for all of your insurance needs, including business, farm, auto, flood, life, health, and homeowners insurance. The McDonald Zarian team includes more than 20 agents offering honest and professional advice on all types of insurance matters. Give Dan Baffney, Doug Borth, Sean Borth, or Mark Thompson a call today at 525-5730. Located at 22 East Main Street in Walla Walla and at 305 East Main Street in Dayton, that's McDonald Zarian Insurance. This team works for you.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
Now the Sales boys will start the second half on defense. We'll get the stats to you as we go. Tommy Gregg leads the Irish in scoring with 9. Sean Beal, his point guard counterpart for the Pirates, leads all scores with 10. But he shoots a wild one there to start the second half. It's an air ball off the glass. Tommy Gregg has the rebound racing the other way and a quick bounce pass to Vic Mata, who lays in. Tommy Gregg so fast. And Vic Mata, nice job running the floor. Gregg hit him right in stride. Good start to the second half. There's a fast break the other way by Pomeroy. And they'll get it to Lemunyan. Cody Lemunyan, who did not start the game, but he starts the second half. The freshman scores it. Now Tommy Gregg goes the other way, and he's fouled. Up and down we go. Tommy Gregg racing up down the court. And the foul's on Lemunyan, his second. Pomeroy committed 9 first half fouls. Lemunyan, Wolf, and Rueckert each have 2. Rueckert had 8 points to nicely complement the 10 of Beal. And Tommy Gregg hits the free throw. Tommy's in double figures with 10. The Irish struggling a bit the free throw line. They're getting there a lot. They were just 5 of 12 in the first half. Now 6 of 14 as Tommy misses the second one. Rourke with the rebound to Rueckert. Now outlets it to Fitzgerald. He's double-teamed by Gregg and Whale. The Irish turning up the heat with the pressure here coming out of the halftime break. Rueckert gets in the front court to Rourke. Rourke down low to Lemunyan. Lemunyan lays it in. So Pomeroy breaks the pressure. The freshman Lemunyan has all 4 of Pomeroy's second half points. Williams in the left corner to Tommy Gregg. Puts it on the floor and now swing pass to Mata. Mata for 3. Low and off the iron tip by Wales to Williams. Now down low to Cordero. He has his shot blocked out of bounds by the 6'3" Justin Rourke. And some quick substitutions for Brian Kohler's Pirates. Wolf and Fighter check in as Rueckert and Fitzgerald check out. Pass out top goes to Tommy Gregg. He slips, keeps his dribble, now picks up his dribble from his knees. Now gets it to Wales. 23 seconds on the shot clock. Mott in the left corner with a cross court pass to Greg. Greg looking inside. Now pass out top to Williams. Back away by Beal. Williams gets it back for now. Fighter steals it. Fighter will lay it in. Pomeroy all over the Irish, stealing the ball there. Now Williams comes the other way, leaves it in the corner for Greg. Tom to Greg, loses the dribble, now picks it up in the right corner. Fight on him, long cross court pass to Mata. Back to Williams, down the right corner again to Greg. Greg for three on the way, won't go. Rebound Wolf. Here come the Pirates, they run. Beal's got it. He'll hesitate as Wales cuts him off. Now down low to Rourke. Rourke powers it up, won't go. Wolf goes right over the top of Cordero, and that will be a foul on Mack Wolf. That's Wolf's third. Pomeroy really wants to run at every opportunity. They lead it by 9 with 6 minutes to go in the third quarter. 34-25, Pomeroy. They've outscored the Irish 6-3 here in the first 2 minutes of the second half. Williams all the way to the rack after the inbound off the glass, nothing else. Wales with a strong rebound. Beal and Burke had him double-teamed. He tried to go up between him, and they call it a foul. Nice, strong rebound by Wales. And Brian Kohler just got warned by Blue Mountain League official Jason Richards. Says, Coach, that's enough. And so Brian Kohler will walk to the opposite end of the bench and shoot his gum a little harder. Pass inside on the inbound to Cordero. He's fouled going up strong. And they say before the shot, and the foul is on Rupert, his third. And now we've got the call it both ways chant from the Pomeroy faithful as Pomeroy has picked up four quick fouls here in the third quarter. And the first half was 9-5 on the fouls. Pomeroy getting low. 6 minutes drive, safe line right side, and puts it up over the glass, over the rim and in, excuse me, not over the glass, over the rim. Mata's got 7, and it's a 7-point game, 34-27. Pass tip, falls loose. Cordero's got it inside. That ball bounced up. 3 different players near half court. Ends up all the way inside to Cordero. Now Greg on the left baseline. Cut off, kicks it out to Williams. He'll dribble to the elbow left side. Now across the top, pass on the right wing to Mata. Mata for 3. He's got it. Mata has 7 points here in the third quarter. And we've got a whistle and stop it to play as we've got blood on Tommy Greg. And he says, it's not mine. So somebody's, I think it's Tanner Fighter who's trying to hide from the official. He's got the bloody lip. He's going to come out now. So now the official's explaining to Alan Griffin what they've got to do to Tommy Gregg's jersey to get him back in the ball game because he's got the blood on it. You either got to spray some solution on it and clean it off, or you got to get a new shirt on it. And Tommy Gregg's going to go to the locker room. And then Alan Griffin's, they'll change his jersey, so they'll change the number in the scorebook. 34-30. The Sales is back within 4 after the Vic Mata 3. Vic has 10 points now, 7 here in this third quarter. He's got one in transition, one on a drive out of the offense, and then he drills a three-pointer a moment ago. Now the Irish will show full court pressure. Travis Hain checks in for Tommy Gregg, and Hain slaps the ball away from Beal as they try to get up court. Brian Kohler is asking for a foul call, and he won't get it. 34-30, Palmer at the ball and the lead. And we've got a technical foul on Brian Kohler. As Brian Kohler, he was warned, and he was chipping at Bill Hoff, and then he turned his back on Bill Hoff and kept chipping. And Jason Richard, one of the other officials, who kind of warned, he said, Coach, that's enough. So he tees him up, and Nick Wales will shoot free throws. So a technical foul on the coach. So Brian Kohler has been relegated to the bench. Once you receive your first technical foul, you've got to sit down, and if you get up, they can call another one on you. So Wales hits 1 of 2 on the technical free throws, and the Irish get the ball. And Luke Bazaar will check in for Vic Mata. And Bob McCoy, the PA announcer, informs me that Tommy Gregg is out of the locker room and now will wear number 33. They get down low to Wales. He cross-court passes it to Cordero, and Spencer not ready for it. Loses it out of bounds. Spencer has good position. Wales hit him with a nice pass, but Spencer couldn't hang on. Turnover on the Irish. 34-31 Pomeroy in a hectic, paced, heated rivalry-type game. These two teams not in the same league anymore as Pomeroy has dropped down to the 1B level. The Sales stays in the 2B level, even though enrollment-wise, the Sales could have dropped down but chose not to. And now Cordero gets caught in the lane, a little flat-footed as Rourke drives by him, and Cordero fouls him. So Spencer picks up his first foul on the Irish of the second half. Rourke misses the first free throw, and the first miss from the line for Pomeroy. Sean Beal, who had been the only Pirate to go to the free throw line, where he is 5-for-5. Rourke hits the second one. The 6'3 senior has 5 points. He had 18 in a win against the Irish last year. He can score it. In the front court to Ayne. Down low to Cordero. Backs in on Beal. Puts up a 5-footer off the iron. Won't go. Rebound, Rooker. Rooker outlet to Rourke. Rourke to Beal. Beal gets it back to Rourke. They're in front court. Rourke will drive all the way inside the bounce. It's to Wolf. Off Wolf's hands, out of bounds, in traffic. Pomeroy turns it over. Pomeroy leads it 35-31, 3:56 to go. In the third quarter, oh, Williams finds Cordero underneath. Nobody back. Cordero lets a racing Rourke go by and lays in the little funny, they would call that. I think Mark Few uses that terminology, but Pomeroy, a fundamental breakdown on defense, and Spencer takes advantage. Now we've got a foul the other way as Pomeroy tries to jump it inside, and the foul's going to be on Pizarro. Fighter checks in for Pomeroy. Beal comes out, and Garrett Leahy will check in for Nick Wales. Garrett Leahy, a 6'1 junior, gave Coach Griffin some nice minutes in the first half. Inbound to Rourke. Slapped away by Haynes. Stolen by Haynes. Ahead of the back, stolen right back by Rourke. And there's a pass here after it's stolen by Williams. Williams fouls past to Fazari. Fazari can't hit the lay-in, but he's fouled. Wild back and forth. Ball security an issue, but Williams found Fazari. And the foul's on Fighter, his second. And that will stop the madness briefly as Luke Fazari, the 5'9 sophomore, has not scored yet. Will shoot two free throws. His first one is off the iron. The Irish struggling from the line. 6-13, 6-14, 6-15, 7-16, 7-17 unofficially. Luke hits the second one for his first point of the game. And it's a 1-point ball game just like that. The Irish on 35-34. Pass inside, stolen by Cordero. Fitzgerald throws it right to Cordero. He goes the other way, lays it in with the left hand. Nice transition defense. Basket by Cordero, the steal, and he goes coast-to-coast with the left-handed lay-in. Nice fundamental play. The Irish have their first lead of the game. There's a pass inside to Rourke. He's fouled. He'll go the line. The Irish are down 6-0 right out of the gate. Trail 10-9 at the end of one quarter, and after the Cordero steal and lay-in, the Irish have their first lead of the contest. Spencer's got 7 points. The foul is on Haynes, his first. And Rourke will shoot two and try to give Pomeroy the lead back. He misses the first one. He can tie it up. So Vic Mata got the Irish going to start this third quarter with 7 points, including a three-pointer. And Rourke hits the second free throw. And we're tied at 36. And they get it inside to Williams. Williams throws that, kicks it off to Gregg. Gregg hits the three. Tommy Gregg, wearing number 33, hits the three. It's 39-36. The Sales with their biggest lead of the game. Tommy Gregg doing a nice job. He had 13 points. Beal inbounds to Rourke. Rourke Dumps it down low to Rueckert. Rueckert and Cordero go after the loose ball, and it's off of Rueckert. Nice low post defense by Spencer Cordero. 2:44 to go in the third quarter. Fitzgerald checks out. Spider checks in for Rueckert. Wales is going to come back in for Spencer Cordero. A nice offensive quarter for DeSales. After 22 first half points, they've scored 17 in this quarter. They've outscored the Pirates 17-8 to go from 6 down to 3 up. In the right corner goes to Hain. Ball cross court pass to Tommy Gregg. Gregg to Leahy to Hain. Williams on his penetration. Oh, he's grabbed by. Now they'll get the foul. He was just grabbed from behind by Fitzgerald. No call. Then Fitzgerald pushed him again. And there's the call on Fitzgerald there. And now the assistant coach for Pomeroy, that's Tom Rueckert. He'll get off the bench and do some coaching as Brian Kohler has to ride the pine after that technical foul. And that is 7 fouls on Pomeroy. So Sean Williams, who has not scored in this game, the 5'8 senior is 0-for-2 at the line. He'll shoot the front end of the 1-1. Counting Nick Wales' technical free throw trip. This will be the 4th trip to the free throw line. And now they're telling Nick Wales he's got to come out because his jersey's got blood on it. Good strategy by the Pirates. They send the guy in with the bloody lip and then he rubs up against everybody else. The guy with the bloody lip has been Tanner Fighter. Well, the Irish are going to run out of jerseys pretty soon. Now, I know in football, if you have an alcohol-based spray solution, you can spray it on the uniform and wipe it off. Maybe that's not the rule in basketball. Williams hits the first free throw. He'll earn the bonus. Sean hits them both. Now Nick Wales is wearing number 43. Adam Drivers doing his assistant coaching from the locker room, changing out the jerseys. 41-36. The sales lead is 5. Pomeroy having a rough third quarter. Technical foul on their coach, Brian Kohler. And the Irish have scored, outscored them 19-8. Knocked out of bounds by the Irish defense. Pomeroy inbound in their far corner down to my right with 2:02 to go in the third quarter. The sales has gone from 6 down at the outset of this game, 6 down at the half, and now lead it 41-36. Consistency and effort, that's what Alan Griffith has been preaching. There's a shot partially blocked by Leahy, but Rueckert comes up with the loose ball, scores it. 41-38 to sales. Williams goes the other way, coast to coast, off the glass, won't go. Rebound Wolf, long out left to Spider. Spider goes up on Hain from 8 feet, won't go, rebound Mata. Mata to Williams. Williams loses it, gets it back, loses it again. He and Spider on the deck. Jump ball is the call. So it's Hain, Williams, Mata, Gregg, and Leahy. Now Luke Fazzari comes in and Williams comes out. Gregg, Mata, two players who started the game, are in there along with 3 Irish reserves. Beal reaches in on Gregg. Gregg goes by on the left wing. Now a pass on the deep corner to Hain. Long cross court pass out of Mata. Mata drives baseline, gets by Wolf. He's fouled by Wolf. They stay on the ground. That's 4 fouls on Mack Wolf, a 6'3 senior for Pomeroy. Already 8 fouls now, and we're still in the third quarter. So Vic Mata, who got the Irish off to the nice start in this third quarter, with 7 points, he's got 10 for the game. And the 5'11 senior will shoot the front end of a 1-1. He misses the front end. Rebound tip to Rourke. Rourke outlet to Rueckert. Rueckert cross-court pass to Fighter. Fighter will pick stop there and get it to Rourke. Rourke will fire a deep 3. I'm sure Coach Kohler didn't like that shot selection. Rebound chased down by Kohler. And I think Rourke's going to come out. Your 6'3 post player trailing the play just got the ball and shot a long 3. Tommy Gregg on the dribble drive. Kick out to Hain for 3. Out there, I won't go. Rebound Rueckert. Out left to Peel. Behind the defense is Spider. He gets it to him. Spider will lay. He misses the lay. It rolled off. Fazzari with the rebound. inside a minute to go, third quarter. Regard dribbles the other way, stops, and loses the ball. He just put the brakes on and lost the ball. Now here comes Fider the other way, and Palmer will set up. 38 seconds in the third quarter. We got a whistle and a foul away from the ball underneath. I think they caught Leahy. No, they caught Mata down low trying to keep Rucker from getting post position. So that's Mata's second foul, fourth on the Irish. Cordero and Wales check in. Leahy and Hain come out. Wales trades in number 15 for number 43. Beal will inbound it. Gets in the right corner to Fighter. Up top it goes to Lemunyan. The freshman for the Pirates has checked in. Now he's looking up top. Nobody else trying to lob it into the roof. Work stolen by Wales. Nice low post defense by Nick Wales. The Irish lead at 41-38 with the ball and 19 seconds to go in the third quarter. I'd like to see him slow down and maybe play for one shot here. They've worked so hard to take the lead. They want to preserve at least a three-point advantage going into the quarter break. They bring it to Zagari. He'll hit a three. How about a four-point lead? Zagari, rainbow three. There's a steal by Greg. Greg will fire a three-quarter court. It won't go, but the sales go from six down to six up during the third quarter. We'll be right back for the final 8 minutes. Irish leading 44-38 on 100.7 FM, KHSS.
Hi, this is Julie Doty. My family owns Walla Walla Transmission on Bennett Street, just north of West Rose. I'd tell you about our current specials, except, well, we don't have any. We realize that monthly specials won't earn your trust or your business. Our goal is to earn your business through exceptional customer service and the highest quality transmission work you'll find anywhere in the valley. If you're having tranny trouble, we can help. Come see us at Walla Walla Transmission and give our crew a chance to earn your business. Walla Walla Transmission, 204 Bennett Street, Walla Walla.
A portion of today's programming is brought to you by the Elmenhurst Chiropractic Clinic, 903 Howard Street, here in Walla Walla. Their phone number, 525-4160. See Dr. Dale or Dr. Dan for all of your chiropractic needs.
Do you know someone outside our listening area who wants to hear the game? Now they can listen on the web at khssradio.com.
So Alan Griffin's got to bottle up what the Irish did offensively in that third quarter and save it. 22 first-half points for the Irish, 22 points in the third quarter for the Irish as they outscore Pomeroy 22-10 to go from 6 down to 6 up. A 12-point turnaround. And we'll start the final 8 minutes. The Sales lead it 44-38. Palmer will start the fourth quarter with the basketball. Beal, Fitzgerald, Fighter in there. Fighter takes a turnaround jumper. And he misses it. Rebound by Williams. They come the other way. Williams to Greg. Greg will fire a quick three. Off the mark. Won't go. Cordero, Rucker fight for the rebound. Cordero touched it last. It goes out of bounds. Cordero, a nice inbound side position that couldn't quite control it as Rucker, the 6'2 junior, fought him for it. Irish will turn up the pressure. The fourth quarter has been very good for Alan Griffin's guys most of the year. They'll leave Fitzgerald open from three. It won't go. Rebound. Rookert inside. Blocked out of there on the putback by Wales. Fitzgerald will run it down the corner. He'll get it to Beal. Swing it to Fighter. Fighter from 17 left side. It's short. Long rebound out near half court. Greg and two other players go after it. It's going to go out of bounds right in front of the Irish cheerleaders and it's going to be DeSales basketball. Wales is also chasing that ball. Wales, Williams, Greg, Mata, and Cordero. The starting five for the Irish are out there to start the fourth quarter for Alan Griffin's squad. Long cross-court pass. Greg goes high for it in the right corner. Now to Williams. Back to Greg on the right wing. Zone defense all game long by Palmer. Swing it to Mata. Mata for three. Up here, won't go. Rebound to Spider. Spider, baseball pass in the front court. Stolen by Williams. Williams, they got a three on two. Williams shows the lane, knocked away by Fighter, stolen back by Fighter. Fighter comes across the timeline. Now they'll get it to Beal, and the Pirates will slow it down. The Pirates have scored 10 points in the first quarter, 18 in the second, 10 more in the third. Rucker misses the shot. Beal flies in there. Can't hit the putback. Rebound Wales. To Greg. Ahead of the pass to Mata. Just a little too high on the pass. Six. 5'11". And you could probably maybe slide a couple pages of a phone book under his feet when he jumped. And he jumped as high as he could. He was coming down to come up with the ball. We've got a timeout on the floor. It's just a 30-second timeout, so we'll keep it here with 6:34 to go in the game. The Irish leading 44-38. Pomeroy with the ball after the Irish turnover. Neither team has scored here in the fourth quarter. The Sales, nice scoring balance. Tommy Gregg leads the Irish with 13. Vic Mata has 10. Spencer Cordero has 7 points. For Pomeroy, Sean Beal leads them with 10, but all those came in the second quarter. Freshman Cody Lemunyan has 6. Justin Rourke has 8, as does Mitch Rucker, but Mitch Rucker did not score in that third quarter. The Sales shows full court pressure. And Pomeroy breaks it into front court. Wolf gets it to Fitzgerald. Wolf, Fitzgerald, Rourke, Rucker, and Beal for the Pirates. Wolf off the Pirate bench. The other four players are starters. Cesari is in after the timeout break. Rucker tried to drive in and knocked away by Gregg. Now Wolf's got it on the left wing down low to Beal. Beal turns in on Cesari. He'll turn around jumper off the mark. Won't go. Wales tips the rebound to himself. Nice strong rebound by Nick Wales. Now left to Williams. He finds Cordero behind the defense. Spencer can't quite hang on. As Spencer started to get too far under the basket. He tried to put on the brakes so he could catch it and shoot it. If he'd have taken a half step more, he might have been able to catch it. Instead, it goes off his fingertips out of bounds. So the Irish turn it back over to Pomeroy. Neither team has scored here in the fourth quarter. Played 2 minutes. Pass inside. Garrett Leahy, who's checked in, steals the ball. Now gets it to Gregg. The Sales at a 4-4. Gregg finds a streaking Cesari down low. He loses his footing, gets it to Wales. I hear a whistle of foul. It's about to say the Sales at 4-4 coming into this game. Pomeroy looking for their first win in a lot of hard-nosed competition. The foul is on Fitzgerald, his third. And Wales will go to the free throw line. That's 9 fouls on Pomeroy. Nick Wales, the 6'2 junior, has 3 points. He's 1 of 2 from the line. He misses the front end. Rebound, Wolf. Still, neither team has scored here in the fourth quarter. Beal goes inside, dumps it down to Lemunyan on the block. Kicks off to Wolf, 18-footer straight away. Off the iron, stays out, rebound, Wales. Wales, long out left to Gregg. Beal's back. Gregg's going to try to outrace him. Beal goes by, can't hit the shot. Gregg, rebound. Leahy's fouled. Tommy Gregg got into that foot race with Beal and then kind of slowed down, let Beal go by, but couldn't hit the shot. But nice hustle by Garrett Leahy, and then he gets fouled on the rebound by Matt Fitzgerald. It's his fourth personal, and Garrett Leahy will shoot 2 free throws. Garrett's first one is off the mark. Leahy has 2 points. The 6'1 junior's done a nice job off of Alan Griffin's bench. Beal and Fitzgerald sit down. Riley Bott, a 6'2 freshman, checks in for Pomeroy. And Leahy misses both free throws, but Nick Wales hustles and keeps the rebound alive. Kick out to Gregg for 3. He won't go. Rebound battle inside, I think, Nick Wales, and he knows it. He got Lemunyan across the arm there, but Nick Wales playing very physical inside. That's Wales' first foul. 5 fouls on the Irish. Tommy Gregg will sit down. And Vic Mata checks in. Vic and Wales steals the ball off the inbound. He slides it on the floor to Mata, but Mata travel. Wales knocks it away from Rourke. They were on the deck, and he just rolled it out of traffic. Vic picked it up, tried to gather his feet to lay it in and travel. But it's this fourth quarter all year long where Alan Griffin's guys have really got after the opponent. And the defense is working. They've helped Pomeroy score us, but the Irish have yet to score either. Pomeroy breaks the pressure. Irish hustle back on defense. Beal surveys the defense. Goes behind his back to get away from Cesari. Kick out now to Rukert on the left wing. Lob inside, stolen by Wales. Wales to Williams. Williams in the front court. In the right corner to Mata. Mata back to Williams. Hits Wales in the lane. Kick out to Mata. Mata gets Rucker in the air. Pulls up from 15 on the baseline. Won't go. Rebound to Beal. Nice block out by the Pirates. backfield. Pass up court knocked away by Mott. It's going to go out of bounds as Vic can't save it. But the Irish, pressure everywhere on the floor. Palmer is not able to get into their set offense, but the Sales is not able to score either. The good news for the Irish, they turned a six-point half-time deficit into a six-point lead after three quarters. Pass inside to Rucker, working on against the double team, forces up a touchdown, won't go. Wales grabs his own rebound, tipped it, hit the floor, pulled it back. Now to Williams, long bounce pass him out, down low to Cordero. Cordero and Beal fouling on the low block. Beal fouls Cordero. Nice fast break by the Sales. They got the rebound, they got the pass up the sideline. Spencer runs the floor, gets on the low block. That's Beal's third foul, and Spencer will shoot two free throws. The Irish, just 10 of 24 unofficially from the free throw line. But they lead by six. Spencer's first one is off the iron. But that is now 11 fouls on Pomeroy, so the Sales will shoot two free throws every time the Pirates commit a foul. LaMunyon and Fider check out. Fitzgerald and Rourke check back in. Spencer's second free throw's up, and it's off the back iron, falls away. Rourke with the rebound. They're going to whistle a foul. Wales goes for the steal in backcourt. And some sarcastic cheering from the Pomeroy folks. That is six fouls now on the Sales. The Irish will continue to press, leading by six. This pressure has held Pomeroy scoreless here in the fourth quarter. Beal gets it across in the front court to Fitzgerald. Looks at the three, won't take it. Now Rourke, the trailer, has it. Wales on him. Rucker tried to post up on Mata. Instead, they swing it to Wolf. Up top to Rucker. He'll fire the three. Backboard, nothing else. Sean Williams at 5'8 with the rebound. Sean surveys the traffic. He feeds by three players, pulled up from 8 feet. He's got it. Sean Williams goes coast to coast. His first field goal of the game, the Irish biggest lead of the game, 8 points for Daniel and Rourke. Go after a pass at the other end, and it goes off Rourke and out of bounds. So DeSales takes the 8-point lead and has the ball. Now Joe Solomon will check in for Garrett Leahy. Wales also comes out. Hain comes in. So Alan Griffin trying to get a quick breather for his guys who are pressing. So with no breather for Williams, he dribbles by a double team, now hands it to Mata. Now Mata has it back. Now to Williams. Now the Irish want to milk a little clock here and get a good shot with the 8-point lead at 3:35 to go in the ballgame. Williams dribbles into the left corner, pass to Hain. Hain for three, won't go. Long rebound. Williams will outrace the group to the ball. Yet his pass down low to Cordero, knocked out of bounds by Rourke. Sean Williams is all over the place right now. And now Alan Griffin says, let's run play number one. 32 on the shot clock. Irish with the ball leading 46-38. Irish need to use some clock here. They get in the left wing deep to Mata. Looking inside, nobody open now. Up top to Williams. He penetrates to the elbow. Kick out to Solomon. Solomon with dribble on the right side. Joe just in off the bench. The 5'2 junior gets it to Williams. Shot clock down to 14. Nice possession by the Irish. Williams goes left to right. Pulled up from the elbow. 50 feet. Got it. Sean Williams. Back-to-back jumpers. And the Irish have the biggest lead of the game at 48-38. Biggest lead by either team. Now the chant is defense by the Irish cheerleaders. Beal penetrates, gets it down low to Rourke, who scores it, and he's fouled. Cordero got caught watching the dribbler, lost track of his man, and then actually that's Vic Mata who reached in and fouled. I thought Cordero fouled him. Vic picks up his third, and Rourke, a badly needed basket for Pomeroy, their first points of the fourth quarter. And that gives Rourke 10. His free throw's off the front iron, rebound by Bo Donnell. He's checked in. Bo's first action tonight. The 5'10 senior gets the rebound to Hain. Down low to Cordero. He's fouled by Rourke. Nice pass break off the missed free throw. Rebound by Bo Donnelly, outlet up the sideline, pass inside to Cordero, and the foul on Rourke is his second. Stops the clock with 2:39 to go, and Spencer Cordero struggled from the free throw line this game. He's 3 for 8, now 4 for 9. As he hits that one, Spencer's got 8 points. And Fitzgerald and bot checkout, or fighter and bot, Fitzgerald, excuse me, is in there. Wolf, Rourke, Cordero misses the second one. 49-40 to sales lead. Pomeroy clears the boards and heads the other way. Rueckert gets it to Beal on the left wing, up top to Rourke. Donnelly on Rourke. That's a mismatch. Bow at 5'10". They go baseline left side to Rourke. He drives in, shot blocked out of bounds. I think Spencer got that one. As look down on the bench, and Tommy Gregg and Nick Wales continue to get a rest for Alan Griffin in this down the stretch here. Fitzgerald, baseline, 15-footer, won't go. Donnelly in it. Cordero loses the rebound, and Rourke comes up with it, puts it in, and Brian Kohler calls timeout. So Amore trying to creep back in it, 49-42. The sales lead is down to 7. We'll come right back with 2:17 left in the game on 100.7 FM KHSS.
Do you need to make your house or apartment a little bigger? Hey, remodeling's expensive. All you need to do is store some of your stuff. And Burns Street RV and Mini Storage has the perfect size units for you. Burns Street RV and Mini Storage is located just off of Reese Avenue over by Memorial Golf Course right here in Walla Walla. Call 520-1467 for more information on sizes available. That's 520-1467. Mention that you heard this ad on the radio and you'll get a special rate. Call now, 520-1467 for Burns Street RV and Mini Storage.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
Well, Alan Griffin's guys break the huddle. And most of the games for DeSales this year, it's been a fourth quarter comeback and win right at the end. They're sent a game to overtime. This time, the comeback was in the third quarter where they outscored the Pirates 22-10. Now the Irish have to learn to play with the lead in the final 2 minutes. That up 49-42. Williams, long bounce pass from the corner to Bo Donnelly. Bo throws a long cross-court pass to Haynes. Now left corner to Solomon. Hit by a 12-footer. It's an air ball. Rebound Pirates. Oh, pass ahead. Knocked away by Solomon. Now Williams has a loose ball. He has a stolen back by Rourke. They got a 3-on-1. Cordero's back. Rourke will lay it in. Here come the Pirates. It's 49-44. Tom Rourke. Sequence for the Irish up the right. And there's a pass in the knocked off of Rourke's leg. And now Beal and Solomon tied up. They call a jump ball. Pomeroy tried to get the timeout. And Brian Kohler's got to be careful. He stood up there during that stoppage play and said we were yelling timeout. But they don't honor it as the ball was loose. Williams with Spider right on him. Dribbles out of trouble. Dribbles in the lane. We've got a whistle and a timeout by Alan Griffin. They've seen an 8-point lead, have the Irish knocked down to 5 points. 1:37 to go in the game. DeSales up 49-44 with the ball. When we come back on 100.7 FM, KHSS.
Over 100 years ago, Schneller Optical served many patients from a small office on Main Street in downtown Walla Walla. Dr. Roseanne Schneller's grandfather was the optometrist who started this family business so long ago. In the years since then, Roseanne's two uncles and her father have followed in their father's footsteps. And today, Roseanne is carrying on the family tradition of Schneller Optical at Blue Mountain Vision Clinic. Come see what makes Blue Mountain Vision Clinic such a special place. 1711 Dallas Military Road, Walla Walla.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
We're back live for the final 1:37 of a very competitive ball game. The sales down 6-0 right out of the chute. They got within 1 at 10-9 at the quarter break. Pomeroy outscored the Irish 18-13 to lead by 6 at the half, but then DeSales comes out of the halftime break, scores 22 in the third quarter. Now they're trying to hang on. They've been outscored 6-5 here in the fourth quarter. Justin Rourke, 6'3 senior, has all 6 of those fourth quarter points for Pomeroy. Haynes, backside lob to Wales, gets it in front of Rourke, goes up strong, and his shot's blocked. They say jump ball, and the possession arrow in favor of Pomeroy. So Alan Griffin goes for the the possession arrow is in favor of the Irish now with 1:34 to go. So they went for the lob. Now Cordero steals a long inbound pass. Spencer goes the other way. He has the ball knocked loose, and then he can't stop his momentum and runs into Rueckert. Wow. It's a little bit ugly right now. as the Sales set up a lob pass to Wales off that timeout. He got pinned on the shot attempt. Then a long pass the other way goes right to Spencer Cordero, and then he can't put the brakes on after losing the ball. Runs over Rueckert. That's Spencer's second foul and eight on the Sales. So Rueckert will shoot the front end of a one-on-one. He misses the first one, but Rueckert gets inside of Wales, can't get the putback. Blocked by Wales right back to Rueckert. Rueckert hits it. Rueckert's got 16 points now, all eight of Pomeroy's here in the fourth quarter. It's a three-point game. Pomeroy's girls won at the buzzer. After the Irish girls came back, Pomeroy's boys looking to come back here. And Williams steps on the sideline to play, and they'll turn it over. And we have a timeout on the floor, 1:14 to go. Now Pomeroy has the ball back, and they can tie it on a three-pointer with 1:14 to go, trailing 49-46. It's just a 30-second timeout, so we'll keep it here. But Justin Rourke, who'd been relatively quiet, the 6'3 senior, had a little star by his name from my notes from last year. He scored 18 points when Pomeroy blasted the Irish up in Pomeroy, 49-29. Rourke, now a senior, had 8 points going into this fourth quarter, but he scored 8 in this quarter to lead all scorers with 16 overall. Pomeroy will inbound. The Sales shows some pressure, but Wales and Cordero are back in Pomeroy front court. The Irish now will back off the defense. Steele with Williams on him. Nearing the 1 minute mark, the Irish at the 3-point lead. In the corner goes to Wolf. Pass down low for Wolf, knocked out of bounds by Haynes. The Irish got a break there as Wales had fallen down in a little bit of a collision on the block, and Haynes did a nice job ball hawking with the passing lane defense and knocking it out of bounds. Shot clock at 24. Pass inside for Rueckert. Knocked away and out of bounds by Tommy Gray. 101 left in the game now. The Sales trying to clamp down the defense as Pomeroy inbounds under their own basket. Steele looking inside, goes left corner to Wolf. Down low to Rueckert. Knocked away by Wales. Rueckert gets it back. Cordero knocked away. Falls loose. The chair comes out of the pack with it and lays it in. Timeout Pomeroy. Wow. Rourke had it stolen from him twice, and the ball just kind of squirted out of there. It's kind of like a rugby scrum. The ball just squirted out of a group of players. It went right to Fitzgerald, who laid it in with 50.9 seconds left, and the Irish now lead it by one at 49-48. When we come back, 100.7, check. Sorry, it's only a 30-second timeout. We don't want to break away on a 30-second break, on a 30-second timeout, and then miss a crucial play here in the last minute. Out of the Irish huddle come Nick Wales, Tommy Gregg, Sean Williams, and Spencer Cordero, four of the Irish starters, and Travis Payne, the sophomore off of Alan Griffin's bench, also out there. For Pomeroy, Fighter, Beal, Rourke, and Rueckert, who started the game, along with Mack Wolf, a 6'3 senior. Irish inbound against 2-1-2 pressure from the Pirates. The Irish break it, now get the half-court set. They'll swing it to Greg. He won't take the shot. The Irish have 40 seconds, want to run the clock down. Pomeroy does not have to foul. There's 20 on the shot clock. They get down low to Wales. Wales kick out to Greg. Greg to Williams. 10 on the shot clock, 26 on the game clock. Pomeroy playing the tight defense. Swing it to Haynes. 17-footer off the iron. Won't go. Wales with the offensive rebound. The putback with 19 seconds left. Timeout Pomeroy. 19 seconds to go on a putback by Wales. We'll write that in our notes. 51-48. The Sales with the 3-point lead. 17 seconds left. It's a full timeout. Pomeroy will have the ball. The Irish with the 3-point lead when we come back on 100.7 FM. KHSS.
Generations of area farmers have counted on Crop Production Services for all of their fertilizer and ag chemical needs, and for good reason. Their service is simply second to none. Crop Production Services is mighty proud of the Fighting Irish of DeSales, and they wish the Irish student athletes all the best in today's game. With offices in Walla Walla and Clyde, that's Crop Production Services, honored sponsors of this Fighting Irish radio broadcast.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
Well, Travis Hayne took a shot with about 10 on the shot clock. It was off the iron. Nick Wales, very physical underneath, got the rebound with both hands, kept the ball up high. Nice soft touch off the glass. And a 51-48 lead for DeSales with 17 seconds left. A big third quarter for the Irish. 22 points in that quarter got them up front. They've struggled here offensively in the fourth quarter, scoring just 7. They've been outscored 10-7. And now Alan Griffin wants to talk things over with Bill Fleener. And they get it in the field. Deal to Rourke in the front court. Don't foul. That's the Irish mantra right now. Deal with it. Checking the clock. 6 seconds left. Palmer's got to take a three. That's up to Rourke. Rourke will fire the three. It's glass. Something else. Rourke with the rebound. He flips and fouled at the buzzer. And Bill Fleener says, no, we're out of here. So Bill Fleener says, let's leave. Bill Hoff stops Jason Richard and says, hey, I got a foul call as it went to zeros. Bill Fleener says, let's get out of here. Well, somebody's going to have to go get Bill Fleener or something, or Bill Hoff's going to explain it. Now, with no time on the clock in a three-point game, they're going to say, that's it. Mamo is going to line up. The Sales boys earn the split in the varsity doubleheader here with a hard fought, come from behind, 51-48 win over Pomeroy. We'll be back with the happy totals on 100.7 FM KHSS.
You boys keeping the customers happy now.
Mamma mia.
Our new house sampler was such a success,
but it left out some toppings you like the best.
So if your favorite pizza didn't win the race,
we will make you a sampler that suits your own taste.
I would have liked the Shabam to win.
If I'd had my choice, the Clarkson Special would win.
You see, we have so many pizzas to choose.
Order your favorites and no one will lose.
Just select your four favorite pies.
And we'll create your own sampler right before your eyes.
Vasari's Finest on Bridge Street in Clarkston.
Our lives seem to be getting more impersonal all the time. Take banking, for instance. Good banking involves more than competitive interest rates, online access, convenient hours, escrow and contract collections, and trust and investment services. Oh, sure, Baker Boyer has all those things, but we have something even more important to offer you. We take the time to get to know you. We've been building relationships that stand the test of time for more than 130 years now. Stop in and see what relationship banking is all about. Baker Boyer Bank, guiding you to a brighter financial future. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Adhering to a regular feeding schedule provides some control over your puppy's need to go outside. Most pets will need a trip outdoors within the first hour after eating, so avoid large meals just before confinement. Offer food 2 or 3 times each day at the same times, and make it available for no longer than 30 minutes. The last meal should be finished 3 to 5 hours before bedtime. This message is brought to you by the Mill Creek Veterinary Hospital and Animal Clinic East, serving the Walla Walla Valley's large and small veterinary medical needs.
It's that time of year again. It's one of the biggest events of the year. It's Toyotathon. We have pulled out all the stops to make this the best time to buy a Toyota. We've got great deals on every model. A new RAV4 four-wheel drive for under $23,000. A new Prius, nicely equipped, for under $22,000. We've got great incentives on almost every model. Rebates up to $3,000 and financing as low as 0%. But don't wait. Toyotathon ends soon. Come see us today. Imagine Toyota Scion, Walla Walla.
See you for details.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
We're back live as the Irish Cup Band entertains the fans, and it was two very close basketball games in this first doubleheader broadcast of the 2011 year. As we near the halfway point of the basketball season, the Irish boys win 51-48, improved their record to 5-4 under head coach Alan Griffin. Brian Kohler's Pirate Boys still looking for their first win, and it looks like the Pirates were off to a great start. They jumped out to an early 6-0 lead in this one. The Sales closed within 1 at the end of the first quarter, 10-9. Then Pomeroy put up 18 second quarter points. Tommy Gray got a nice second quarter, scoring 6 of his 13 points to keep the Irish close. But the Sales trailed 28-22 at the half. And then Alan Griffin's guys really came out strong in the third quarter. The Sales scores 22 points in the third quarter equaling their first half total, holding Pomeroy to just 10 to turn a 6-point deficit into a 6-point lead heading into the final 8 minutes for the 44-38 advantage. And the Irish survive 1 of 7 free throw shooting in the fourth quarter to hold off the Pirates at the end. A rebound put back by Nick Wales with 19 seconds provided just enough cushion as the Irish are outscored 10-7 in the fourth quarter, but win it 51-48. We'll be back with the individual totals and wrap things up when we come back on 100.7 FM KHSS.
Walla Walla families have made a tradition of selecting their Christmas trees at Backtold's Christmas Tree Lot on Fern Street, just a half a block south of Pioneer Park. The Backtolds have been a part of the original green movement for over 60 years now, and they understand sustainability. The Backtolds plant 3 new seedlings for every Christmas tree they harvest. They have over an acre of ground filled with noble firs and other major species. The Backtolds will mount your tree on your stand for you, and they offer free greens with every tree purchased. Backtold's Christmas Tree Lot, half a block south of Pioneer Park on Fern Street, Walla Walla.
Are you ready for some changes around the house but not sure where to begin? Let us help you out. Here at Connor's Mr. Carpet, we'll help you find the flooring, tile, and countertop materials that will complement your style and your budget. From Cambria quartz countertops or natural stone and tile to carpet, hardwood, vinyl, or laminate flooring, we have it all right here in our showroom at 536 Northeast C Street in College Place, right next to the mini storage. We'll even arrange installation for you with the most trustworthy, licensed, and bonded installers around. So get started at Connor's Mr. Carpet, where every home gets special treatment.
Now is the time to buy or refinance your home with rates at historic lows. Giza, your hometown lender, has mortgage loan options to fit your needs. Our friendly, experienced staff is ready to help you get into that new home you worked so hard for or to upgrade your current home. Stop into one of Giza's 9 convenient locations today or go online to GizaHomeLoans.com. Giza, it's where you belong. Giza Credit Union is an equal housing lender.
Whether it's a hot summer sun or sunlight reflected off of winter snow, you deserve good quality sunglasses for protecting your eyes and cutting glare. And you deserve to look your best, too, which is why you should get your next pair of sunglasses at Valley Vision Clinic. Valley Vision has prescription and non-prescription sunglasses available in a wide variety of frame styles. And Valley Vision now features Oakley sunglasses, which provide superior performance combined with impeccable styling. You'll find Oakley's at Valley Vision, 22 West Main Street, Walla Walla.
Thinking about networking and fiber optic cabling for your home or business? Think Doyle Electric. Thinking about outfitting your home or business with a backup generator? Think Doyle Electric. Thinking about security, fire alarms, or surveillance systems? Think Doyle Electric. Doyle Electric is a full-service electrical contractor serving all of Walla Walla's residential, commercial, farm, and industrial needs. And Doyle Electric is pleased to be sponsoring this broadcast of Irish Athletics. Give Doyle Electric a call today at 529-2500.
Concrete Industries of Walla Walla is the Valley's premier concrete supplier. But there's more to Concrete Industries than ready-mix concrete. They can also meet your decorative rock, sand and gravel, stepping stone, masonry supply, and bag product needs. And Concrete Industries has the only single-axle mixer in the entire Valley. You can call Concrete Industries at 525-9143. That's 525-9143. Located just north of Rose Street at 502 North 13th, Concrete Industries.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
We're back live here at the Sales High School as we wrap up our first games of the 2011 portion of this season. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year to you. And the Irish girls fall at the buzzer, 33-32. The Irish boys hold off the Pomeroy Pirate boys for the 51-48 win. Let's look at the individual statistics. Name our Dairy Queen player of the game for the boys contest and wrap things up. For Pomeroy in their 48 points, they had 4 from Matt Fitzgerald, 4 from Tanner Fighter, 6 from Cody Lemunyan, a 6'2 freshman off the Pomeroy bench, 8 for Mitch Rukert, all in the first half for the 6'2 junior, and then 2 players in double digits for the Pirates. 10 points for Sean Beal. All of those came in the second quarter. He had a 3, a 2, and was 5-for-5 from the free throw line, but the 6-foot senior did not score any after that. And then Justin Rourke, the 6'3 senior, leads all scorers with 16 points. He scored in every quarter, including 8 of Pomeroy's 10 points in the fourth quarter when they tried to come back after they blew a 6-point halftime lead and went down by 6 going into the fourth quarter. Pomeroy, a respectable 7 of 10 from the free throw line, but I'm sure they feel they didn't get there enough. For the Irish, for Alan Griffin's squad, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 different players scored. Garrett Leahy had 2 points, 3 points for Travis Hain, 4 for Luke Fazari, 6 for Sean Williams. He had 2 key buckets in the fourth quarter, both of his field goals in the game for his 6 points. 8 points for Spencer Cordero, 5 points for Nick Wales, and then 2 players in double figures for the Irish. Vic Mata had 10 points, and Tommy Gregg had 13 points as his hustle kept the Irish close in the first half, as he had 9 first-half points, 4 more in the third quarter to keep them close. Well, our Dairy Queen player for the game for the boys, just visually for me, that rebound putback by Nick Wales with 19 seconds left was such a big play. And Nick does so many of the little things that he's going to be my pick as the Dairy Queen player of the game, whether it's rebounding, block shots, or steals. And then that rebound putback was really the cushion that the Irish had to have, because Pomeroy came down that final 14 seconds having to make a three-pointer. They couldn't do it, and the Irish win it 51-48. So Tim Duncan on the girls' side, named Allison Wujek, 6-foot freshman, as the Dairy Queen player of the game. We'll go with Nick Wales, a 6'2 junior, on the boys' side. Well, hope you enjoyed our first broadcast of the new year. I'm glad to be back on the air after the trip to the islands with my family. Big thank you to Roy Alaya for stepping in during the Christmas break. Hope you enjoyed his broggcast. It's always nice to have other DeSales alumni who will step in and do the job. Great job back at the studio by Dan. And for all the folks at True Arts Communications, I will say Mele Keiki Maka and Happy New Year. I will say Merry Christmas in English and Happy New Year again. Until Saturday, when the boys and girls take on Asotin in a key league game, we will not be on the air with broadcasts until then. I will also say, go Eagles, Eastern Washington University, playing for the Bowl Subdivision National Championship in Frisco, Texas, versus Delaware. And I'm an proud Eastern alum, as is Rod Fazari and his wife, Kim, the owners of Two Arts Communications. So no broadcast Friday, but we'll be watching the Eagles play for the national championship in football, and then we'll have Irish basketball Saturday. Girls at 5 o'clock, boys to follow at 6:30. Until then, we'll send it back to the studios of 100.7 FM, KHSS.
We hope you've enjoyed this broadcast of Fighting Irish Sports Action on 100.7 FM, KHSS. We now return you to our regularly scheduled programming.